Our cattle markets have had quite the up and down week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Definitely taking advantage of the expanded limits, our cattle markets are rising and falling in big amounts, and they've had quite the volatile week.
Yeah, it really has been. You know, we've rallied so close to last week's highs, almost negating the key reversal from last week. The market looks strong. Cash was stronger early this week on very light volume, though, but up about like $4. Cutouts have been higher most of the week, up another couple bucks today at midday. All that's great, but there's this uncertainty of the market.
Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says that the cattle market was likely reacting to some news from Secretary Rollins, as she was set to speak in Austin, Texas on Friday. So all of the floating rumors around the cattle market is making that market very uncertain.
And we think about the price we're at. The price risk is sharply to the downside. So maybe it's profit-taking, but there's some large trader the last couple of days that have really hit the sell button hard at midday and rocked this market back. You know, yesterday it was a $6 swing, today a $4 swing, and then it accelerated more into the close. So somebody's getting out of long positions is my guess. Whether they're right or wrong or know something we don't, I just don't know. But the market's definitely nervous, and we're taking some of the profits out here.
And as we look at the hog market, we're seeing kind of a seasonal downtrend.
You've got a little bit of seasonality there in the hog market. August is kind of a tough month for hogs normally. Export sales were pretty poor. China's still absent there. But yeah, all the rumors too, it doesn't make the pork complex any better either. But yeah, I think it's mostly a seasonal play here, but feels like that's a little overdone in that market to me.
When we look at the weekly export report last week, exports of beef were at 11,000 metric tons and pork was at 27,000 metric tons. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.